their patriots. Thanks for stopping by In Circle Pros, what I call TLC, meaning tender love and care, but also stands for the Lori channel. And it's not Lori like my name, it's Lori like as in an acronym, learn, love, live, laugh, link on real In Circle. Okay, we're making our own In Circle. And I say we, I mean people like me, the lovers, the dreamers, the crazy schemers. Okay, so it's happening, and I have absolutely no doubt about it. And I just wanted to go over a couple of things because I know how everyone is feeling bogged down and having trouble keeping up with things. No, I am. And part of why I was felt so compelled to do this for so long and, you know, really bang my head against the wall, go through a lot, is because I knew it was the answer, but I knew that it would take everybody to get involved. And, like, how do you reach everyone? That's what I like about this platform, even though it has its issues, like a lot of trolls that I've called in, et cetera, because it does make it so that it's an archive for the future, but it also makes it so that someone might just be led by the Lord at that very moment that they need to hear the message to the channel, or a channel that is following this channel, or one that shows up on the side of my channel, and like, oh, look at that. So God does move in mysterious ways, and it's a way to help people link up and connect. And if you've followed the show at all for a while, and I'm not asking you to follow it, just listen and share the info. They can't tell who's listening, but they can tell if you follow, and then people end up getting on the ban list. I'm banned right now from Facebook for another month because I shared a picture that was on Twitter that apparently is okay for Twitter, but their cousins over at Facebook CIA didn't like it. So, you know, this turns out is also connected to the, I like to think the white hats at the CIA, but I'm not so sure anymore if there are any white hats. All right, but I am sure that there is a Lord. So I'm going to tell you some cool things that are going to make you happy, at least made me happy. And I'm going to point to some other places because time is of the essence. The evil's plot can't succeed if enough of us wake up. And, you know, I've been awake for a long time, and there's people that have been awake a lot longer than me, and some people that woke up and got killed for waking up. So, you know, I don't do this with, it's not a game to me. It's not fun for me. It's something that we have to stand together. This is like the, you know, in the Lord of the Rings, the big battle, you know, all the people of inner earth come together, the good ones, and they fight this horrible evil that's rising up. That's where we are in the book. That's why Tolkien wrote it, and that's why C.S. Lewis wrote the line, The Witch in the Wardrobe. You know, it is do or die time. You know, we're not going to get a chance to redo things if this doesn't go right. I want to call your attention to one thing before I forget. It's one of the reasons why I'm going to walk you through my video that I just posted today and show you what I want you to know, because if something happens to me, someone else can show it, okay? For a long time, I've been, having God show me things. I would tell my family about it. They'd tell me I was crazy. And that's partly why I was so dead set on trying to make people wake up and also be kind to people who are being used by the Lord. And, you know, I'm not the only one. There's plenty out there. Because it can break up your family if you aren't kind to one another when they come and say to you, look, you know, I had this, you know, crazy dream, or, you know, I saw this in the garden, you know, whatever, you know, it's important for you to be compassionate and to be sensitive and to be caring and to listen and to write it down. That's why I tell you get journals, you know, to be cognizant of something that doesn't seem that doesn't seem right, that seems like unusual. And I've had that happen so many times, and so I paid attention. And I'm glad I did, but when it's happening, you're thinking, what is that about? Like, I don't understand. So the Lord doesn't always explain things and doesn't, like, you know, send you a little, you know, thumb drive and say, you know, this is your assignment for the next, you know, 2 weeks. You know, it's happens when it's supposed to happen and as it's supposed to happen. So things are unfolding very quickly, and it's exciting, but it's also easy to miss it. So that's partly what I'm hoping my channel on Rumble, Laura Bella, Laurie and Company, and my Getter feeds, and, you know, my platform, laurabella.com, and the community site, blogs.laurabella. I'm hoping it can be used that way, but I'm sure a lot of other, you know, big people are going to be, you know, doing what you know, sharing information and all this stuff. But a lot of the shows that have sponsors, the big platforms, they're afraid to say too much because they'll lose their sponsors, because the sponsors are counting on them not saying anything controversial, saying anything that's, you know, rocks the boat too much. Not saying anything bad about the Catholic Church and the Vatican, that's for sure. You can't say that. And that's partly why InfoWars and Band.Video and Brighteon and all the rest of the other channels and shows, why they get under attack, because they're not owned. You know, they say what they want to say because they bought the servers and they bought the platforms and they did the pay the employees and they get the sponsors and they make the product or whatever, you know, make the t-shirt. So, you know, they're like free agents, and that's why this is such a great platform for people like me who, you know, aren't, you know, deep pockets, because you can still get out what you want to get out. And if the right people hear it, you might actually, you know, get some traction. So I told you about the exciting bombshells in Virginia Beach with what's in the jab, and now Fauci is saying that it doesn't work very well. Why is he saying that? To cover his you-know-what. Okay, you know what Fauci means in Italian? It means little knife used to cut down wheat. Yeah! How about that, baby? What do you think about that? That his name is tied to what this evil cabal is doing. And Dr. Mikovits said at the July 8th and 9th, or 7th, 8th and 9th, I'm not sure about the dates now, what Dr. Mikovits, Judy Mikovits, said was that Fauci was trained under the people who worked with Mengele. Okay, so we are dealing with ancient evil. That's also part of why all this occult stuff's going on. And one of the things I want to point to is that the guide stones came down. A lot of the people who want to get clicks on their channels are saying that it was lightning and this kind of stuff. Okay, I did see the video on InfoWars the day it happened, showing like an implosion or an explosion. It's kind of hard to tell if it was from the ground coming up or if it was, you know, a bunch of dynamite sticks. Or maybe it was the same stuff they used on 9/11. Yeah, I said it. but it looked like it blew out one of the stones, the panels with the, what they call Stonehenge. It's not Stonehenge, okay? There's nothing, it's a bunch of pagans, okay? This is the same stuff with the Stonehenge in Europe. It's pagan leftover ritual sacrifice stuff, you know. Yeah, it does have some ancient knowledge that's been passed down where it, you know, lines up with the stars and the, you know, sun comes through perfectly. And, you know, if you want to have an idea of what these people are into, look on YouTube, or it's on other places, YouTube, tube, U-G-E, T-U-B-E. I think it's probably on Rumble now. They did like a pagan ritual type thing in front of the Gotthard. I think Gotthard just as a joke. They all acted very perverse. So that's why I say Gotthard, but I think it's Goddard Tunnel. Doing their pagan ritual stuff. And they knew what was coming with the sign that Melissa of freedomforce.live discovered or had helped discovering. But they had a different interpretation, which was totally demonic and evil. So they were doing this thing, this ritual, to open up the portal to let in all the evil, because they bring in these evil entities from other dimensions, and then, or maybe they're, you know, leftover Nephilim souls that didn't go to heaven, didn't go to hell because they weren't, you know, fit for either place. I don't know. But they bring in all these evil entities, and then they put them into other people. Yeah, how about that? Isn't that pretty freaky? Well, that's what they think they're doing. Maybe they're not doing that, but that's what they think they're doing. And sitting in the audience at this pagan ritual thing, which I saw a long time ago, but nobody would listen to me when I was shouting from the rooftops about it, are people in suits. And, you know, it's not, it's like, you know, it's nakedness and all that kind of stuff. But it's also symbology and things that show what they're about. And, you know, the people in the audience, maybe some of them are just thinking it's entertainment or it's artsy or whatever. It's not. It's a pagan, occult, demonic, satanic ritual. And they just became part of it. And they've been marked by evil by being there. So, you know, think about who you're hanging out with, people, because what they are rubs off, so to speak. The stain that's on them gets onto you. And that's why you have to be careful about who you're friends with, but also especially who you're having intimate relations with. Okay, so that's another subject for another day, or maybe later today. But, you know, this is like getting some schmutz with some junk on your hands, and it's, you know, passing on to someone else. So another thing we need to stop doing is shaking hands. Okay, so I'm asking y'all that if you're in the light, when you see someone, put up your right hand and make the letter L, okay? L for light, L for live, L for laugh, L for link, L for learn, L for liberty, right? No more middle finger stuff. And also, no, don't be shaking hands, because you don't know what somebody has on their hands, whether it be that they didn't wash their hands properly after going to the bathroom, or that they're coming up to, you know, do something to you. That's one of the reasons why President Trump has been a big advocate of not shaking hands, because they want him out, because they know that he's plugged in, so to speak, and that, you know, he's their public enemy number one, not because of anything bad he did, but because of the good he did, okay? This is a man with a big, big heart and a loving heart. He's been so maligned and so smeared and so in jeopardy, and his family and his friends who stood by him. Thank you. Thank you. And I ask you to pray for President Trump. He's just lost his lifelong friend, his first wife, Ivana, who he's very close to, he stayed friends with even after they divorced. And he, 2 years ago, he lost his big brother. So he's lost his closest friends. So he only has a few left, and Melania, thankfully, beautiful Melania. So, you know, please pray for him. Ask for loving protection around the Trump family, and especially President Trump. You know, it's one thing to attack people like I do, you know, for what they've done, because they deserve it, because you're speaking the truth, because it's not, you know, just that you don't like the person, that you're saying, you know, clear reasons for why they are unworthy to be in power or to be, you know, listened to or had to have big followings or to be viewed as people of consequence. But it's a this whole other ball of wax when you have someone like Trump who's spent his whole life building and doing things and, you know, being an employer and figuring out ways to make money and to make an empire. And he was very, not, I don't even think he was dedicated to making money as much as he was that he just had big ideas and he wanted to be remembered. And he also wanted to be able to help people. His big thing is that he wants to make a difference and he wants to help people. And a lot of people that are in this fight feel that way. I know I am. I know that I feel like I had my life interrupted by what was done to us. And even with moving out here when I was in my early 30s and having to start all over again, and then something happened, long story, but we ended up moving down to San Diego from where we first were, up above La Canada, where Flint Ridge is, and JPL, Jet Propulsion Labs. If you know what that is, I posted about some information that's important about that on my Getter feeds, and I'm, again, Lori and Company, Lori Parrish, In Circle, us members, Laura Bella. I mean, I have a few because you never know when you're going to get banned or when you're going to get shadow banned. So that's why I keep doing kind of last minute things like that, or making multiple platforms. I don't announce the show because then the trolls can't find me as easily because this won't show until I'm actually completing it. So maybe that's one way to you know, make sure that my messages get out there. All right, so what's the other big news? Well, if you didn't listen to the past show, you won't know, so I'll just try to make it fast. There's a couple, two things that I think are important, and it shows the hand of God. And this, again, another coincidence, you know, I was married in Lahaska, not Alaska, Lahaska, Pennsylvania, and I was married a long time ago and just celebrated recently when the planets aligned was the day that I got married. Okay.
Lana.
I knew something was going on that day because the Lord showed me when I was getting married. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm trying to get married here, Lord. But just recently in Saskatchewan, something happened. Saskatchewan's in Alaska. My brother was stationed up there. My big brother, Eric, who's helped me to figure things out. Not because I'm talking to dead people, but because he has God send me clues. And I know how that sounds. So I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I probably won't. This won't even be listened to by more than just, you know, somebody maybe in the future. But Saskatchewan's also where my dad went on a sailing trip when he was young, before he got married, with a buddy Fritz, and like Fritz Springmeier, yeah. But anyway, it's important. Alaska ties into this because of the indigenous people of Alaska. Just like the Native Americans that are in America tie into this. They are very spiritual people, and they too have their folklore and stories that tie into what they call, you know, God, the Great Spirit. But they also believed in, you know, kind of pagan ideas like nature gods or, you know, other things. But bottom line is something happened in Saskatchewan, and I'm going to tell you about that when I take a brief pause. right, just listen to the music at the end of this. This is a song that I think should be the Operation Rainbow song. It talks about the Lord and in an indirect way for all the non-believers out there. But, you know, we're under an illusion and it's quickly shattering. And this is, I think, what God was talking about in the Bible when it says that I will give them a great delusion.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
And I'm going to go
it's
through.
Time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect fits to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth fits you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. Getting back up on my feet. That you showed up was written in the palm. You are a statement, textured like a bomb. I get to push myself to victory. You make me winner. You cut me loose and set me free. You make me win in every way. You showed me how to spread my wings. Yes, I'm the winner.
Okay, that's a really cool song, and I got that from Canva, which is a platform that colleges use. And unfortunately, I had trouble getting the right music to play for my video that I made about the 9/11 annual memorial festival benefit. It had three music tracks on there and I can't figure out how to get them off. I was trying out different music, and part of it because I wanted to have bells because and fog horns because we're coming out of the fog, and my dad and my brother were involved with let's just say moving things with tugboats and barges, and what they moved was oil. Yeah. That oil is tied into this story as well. And it's such a strange, bizarre story that when I go and start writing, I'm like, oh, no one's going to believe this. But anyway, that's why it's kind of neat to have the visuals in my video I made, because ties into boating and nautical and sailing and Navy and all that stuff. And there's so many submariners and Coast Guard and Navy that have shows now, people that were in the Navy. That's a big part of this. Military intelligence, I think a lot of it, you know, has been handled by the Navy more, because they are the ones that are out in the water and they're seeing the trafficking and all that stuff. But of course, we need the Air Force and the National Guard and the Coast Guard and the Special Forces. You know, we have so many people to thank, the Army, the people that are trained especially to do really dangerous missions. I mean, we have so many people in the military to be grateful to. And to see the Democrats out there bashing them and saying what they do, and, you know, they want you to defund the police, but then, you know, you have that moron Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez saying, she was heckled and bothered on the steps going up to the Capitol. And that, you know, but she's one of the judges that they have to get in their everyone's faces, and that they have to make noise, and they have to, you know, no justice, no peace, and this is what democracy looks like, and all this crap that moron, who used to be an actress and a dancer, somehow became a congresswoman, got, it has said, just like Maxine Waters said, who's a Democrat, and also a very wicked person. Who lives in a white neighborhood in a big white mansion. She has said that, you know, that we have to get meaning our base of radicals and scumbags and anarchists and killers and communists and baby killers and cop killers, you know, get in their face. If you see them out in public, you make them know that they're not welcome. Well, isn't that advocating segregation and discrimination against someone just because they don't vote Democrat? So now we're the outcast, we're cast away, like the movie. Okay, so these people are so freaking dangerous, and a lot of good men and women are standing up and saying enough is enough. But it's more to it than that. There's also the need to do this September 11th event, and I did one last year in September 11th, 2021, and, you know, it couldn't have been like everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong, but I still stood up and did it, and it's a whole other backstory for what went wrong, but I think other people that are way, way more connected than I am are going to be doing 9/11 events across the country, but also in other countries, because as I said in my past shows, there were many, many countries involved in who were working in the World Trade Center that day, who had their own citizens die. There were children in the nursery down below, the childcare that was down below of the World Trade Center. You know, they also died. There are people on the flight to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and Todd Beamer and the other patriots stood up and tried to fight back. And I believe, no one's going to say it, so I'll say it, I'm pretty sure from my research that our own government shot down that plane because they didn't know who had control, I guess, of the plane. And I don't know whether they were locked. You know, I think it seems from what they can tell from the black box, that they made it to the locked cockpit where the terrorists were, or the paid terrorists, I should say. But anyway, some very strange things happen, and were seen by very serious law enforcement and investigators in the field of course in Shanksville after that plane went down. So that's not common knowledge either. So you need to be aware. We have to pass down these stories because it's part of our heritage. So this secrecy and this, you know, in case you don't know it, Bill Clinton had his pal, Jamie Gorelick, be put on the 9/11 commission panel. And she made sure nothing of importance came out. And that's why Clinton's buddy Sandy Berger went into the Hall of Records and, where all the documents are kept, and he stole documents that he shoved in his underwear and socks. Yeah, these people are as dirty and as corrupt and as criminal and as mafiosa, KGB, Nazi on steroids as you can possibly imagine. But the media is paid not to talk about it. Right? You have a person on media talking about that they had all the goods on Clinton's and going to Epstein Island and what was going on there, which was more than just sex with and orgies. It was cannibalism and human sacrifice. Yeah, pagan stuff, okay? These people are sick Satanists who pretend to be Christians. And I don't know what Clinton believes, but I think they're so far gone that they just do whatever they're told. But they had their crimes covered up by the media, and the gals on the media saying that they had everything, but they couldn't run with the story. She's not upset that all these children and people were abused and tortured and, you know, murdered. She's upset that she didn't get the big story, get the credit for it. So please pay attention to real journalists who are on, believe it or not, the Blaze Network, and real journalists like Lara Logan, who's a South African, who was actually a, you know, war correspondent and a real one. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly was a war correspondent, and he was in the field as a journalist. And he has a master's in journalism. So, I mean, he's not like these other people that are chosen because they are gay and because they're corrupt. And I'm sorry, but, you know, why does CNN have so many gays working for them? Why do they hire them? Because they have a certain mindset. Their mindset is that anti-Christian, usually anti-traditional family, anti-America, and anti-Republicans, conservatives. It wouldn't matter, you know, as long as if you're not a Democrat, you know, most gay people are not for you. I know conservative Republicans that are gay. I know that they are good people and they are, you know, critical thinkers, and they are normal, and they have businesses, and they are, you know, on the right for sure, but they can't even say it because they'll lose their job. That's got to end, people, okay? We can't have it that young gay people or people who are even, you know, gender confused, that they can't get hired. That's not right, but that's what they're doing to people on the right. They're making it, you can't get into college, you can't get into a job, you can't get any followers because you're not gay or you're not promoting the gay agenda. So why does this matter? Because we're dealing with people who, in a lot of cases, they seem to have, you know, mental issues. And why do I say that? Well, just on the Capitol Hill the other day, Senator Hawley was interviewing this professor, happened to be black, and she's telling him in a real nasty, authoritarian, you know, Marxist kind of way, because she's got an attitude, because she's been taught liberation Marxist theology. She started giving him a bunch of guff, and here she is a professor, and she's trying to tell him that, you know, you have to watch it. I'll try to find the link and I'll put it on my Getter feed. But it's like, that's not, she's not unusual. That's the typical brainwashed radical Marxist that the colleges are producing and hiring. Obviously, she was hired as a professor, and yet she is as nasty as they come and unable to make a sensible argument for her claims and what she was saying. Yes, somehow she gets to be a professor. So think about that in relation to Obama's buddy, Bill Ayers. He was a known terrorist. So was his wife. They ran the Weather Underground. It involved bombing federal buildings, and I believe people were killed. They had technicality. So Bill Ayers is the unapologetic, unconvicted terrorist. But because he could let someone else take the blame for what he did. But somehow he becomes a professor, and somehow he gets to be near your kids. And these people, especially at Berkeley and other far-left whack job universities, are pumping out dangerous people, not just not just, you know, left-leaning or, you know, militant. These are Marxist, nation-wrecking anarchists and saboteurs. And I can prove that by saying all the mass shootings that have been done by radical Islam and Democrats. That doesn't get talked about by the media either. All right, so moving on. If you want to call in, the number is 515-605-9894. 515-605-9894. All right, so what am I getting to? I am really having trouble getting out this information, so I'm hoping that you will at least, you know, be thinking that, oh, I want to find out more about that. And I also am hoping that you will check the links that I'm talking about. In my video that I just made and put up on Rumble, put it a couple other places too, but I'm still trying to get it uploaded. There's a lot of hidden messages, and I did that on purpose. I made it, you know, it's very amateurish, but, you know, I made it that way because, you know, each of us can do our own thing and use this, you know, to get people excited and to get people involved with doing their own 9/11 event. And in case you don't remember, my husband's good buddy was a New York City fireman named Jack, and he organized tributes on the Midway carrier ship in San Diego Harbor. And he went back to the East Coast, and he just passed a little bit ago. So it's really been hard on my husband. He's lost his friend. He's lost another good friend, Victor. And he lost his big sister, Jean. So it's been a really pretty rough time for us. And my husband suddenly seems very, how can I say this in a nice way? He's not the man I marry, put it that way. And he seems old suddenly and frail. And that's partly why I keep trying to get this out there, because I would like him to see, I'd like him to see, you know, that there's hope and that things are going to be okay. Because I think we all, so I have, you know, selfish reasons, I guess, for doing this, but I also have, I believe, very honorable and good reasons for doing this. So I am asking you to go to the rumble.com. It's, you know, Rumble, like, are you ready to rumble? You know that. And think about the musical West Side Story, Natalie Wood. And, you know, the Jets and the Sharks are going to rumble and have a big fight. You know, so we're the Jets and they're the Sharks. The evil ones are the Sharks. Think of it that way. So that's how you can remember it. So it's R-U-M-B-L-E. And suffice it to say that there are good people there. So pay attention to what they're saying. I'm following some channels there. And I did mention to you before that on my YouTube channel, I have other people's channels, other movers, shakers, information that I think is important. And I put them to the playlist as well as the channels. And that's on Lori and Company, Lori, and then, you know, the and sign, Company in Circle S. I've got, like, Lori Parrish over there and Lori and Company community. And so, it's pretty obvious. You see the same pictures and stuff. So, but be aware that, there's demons that are out there. They use your avatar and pretend to be you. So if you see something that seems really outlandish or, a lot of cursing or that kind of stuff going on, just take a moment to realize, it must be a troll and an imposter, because that's how these scumbags roll. They get paid to basically make trouble. And that's why I loathe them so much, and that's why I would like to see them executed. Yeah, I said it. The damage and the troubles that they've caused, the financial troubles for people, the lawsuits for people, losing their jobs, all the crap that these evil bunch of worms, maggots have put people through. They need to be brought to justice, because otherwise it's just going to keep escalating and spiraling out of control. So what are the big news? All right, so on the Rumble channels, you can see the Reawaken America Tour. They had up the live feeds during it, and it was like the 8th and the 9th. They had the live feeds set up, I think, on the 7th, so there might be some confusion on, what date they actually had this event. They usually do it for 2 days because there's so much hassle and trouble and expense involved in doing them, so they try to, make it, lucrative, but also maximize that they've got the space taken care of. So go to the Rumble, rumble.com, and then go to Reawaken America Tour. I've also posted it on my Getter feeds, if that's easier for you. But you've got to listen and watch what they're talking about, because it's information that could save your life. And if my brother was paying attention to what I was blathering on about, he would still be alive. And it really makes me sad that I wasn't able to save my brother. So I'm trying to save some other people, okay? And I hope it's you. So please look at that. And then if you don't listen to all of it, it's, it went from morning till night. General Flynn was there. A whole bunch of famous people were there. Eric and Donald Trump and, it's hard to maybe listen to every speaker or every dissertation, but you need to, because there's a lot of powerful information being shared. And one of the things was what happened with the Guidestones, which is the pagan thing that was set up by the Satanists, Stonehenge type thing that is, something worthy of paying attention to. No, that's not true. So it shows that it looks like it was imploded and or exploded. I'm not sure which, but when you listen to it or watch it, it seems that because it was damaged, it had to be taken down. But other people around the net are saying that it was, the hand of God. I don't know, but they're also talking about something that happened in Saskatchewan that definitely was the hand of God. And I mention this because I don't know whether the media just is told that they can't cover it, or if the people who have the videos of it are wanting to keep it to themselves so that they can get the most clicks and therefore get the most monetization. And I'm not quite sure what the deal is there. But you're not going to hear about this, what happened in Saskatchewan, if you don't happen to run across that video. So apparently, just like writing on the wall happened in the Bible and was recorded, the scripture, of what happened. You know, you've been found wanting. Something very similar to that, the hand of God, happened and was involving lightning. And I'm pointing you there because I want you to seek it yourself so that you can go and start your journey. Okay, I can't, people, you can't be led to water. You've got to drink it yourself, okay? So that's one of the things that I wanted to get across to y'all. And when, you know, the Danish guy that I talk about often in my shows, Thorben Sondergaard, when he was first trying to get his, you know, mission and vision going, they were out baptizing people in the ocean in, you know, with a pretty big group, like probably 100 people. And they saw the clouds in the sky showed the word real. And it was pretty obvious and pretty clear. And there wasn't any plane, you know, with a really good, you know, skywriter making it, okay? I mean, it just showed, just appeared. And it was clearly an R-E-A-L. So Thorben was talking about God being real and that, you know, that alive and, you know, with us and, you know, basically plug into the power source. And then that showed up. So I want you to take a look at thelastreformation.com, but I also want you to pay attention to what these Reawaken America tours are about. I want to go to the one in New York and Pennsylvania, but my husband doesn't want to go, and I can't leave him because he doesn't drive anymore. And you know, I have to convince him that he needs to go see his family on the East Coast. But I think because he's kind of, you know, I'll be frank with you, he's a little bit depressed about current state of affairs. I mean, if you're an American and you were born here, you know, you grew up in this wonderful place and thought it would always be great and, you know, free and land of the free and home of the brave. Well, now it's home of the fee and land of the slaves, okay? We're slaves. We're not brave, and because we can't be, because we'll get thrown into prison like the January 6th POWs, the patriots that were there. A lot of them were there, to be frank, to observe and to document it. And Elijah Schaefer was one of those people that was there, but he's not in prison, so why not? I don't want Elijah to go to prison, but he's sure as heck not any less or more guilty than Dr. Simone Gold is. They're putting her in prison because she got swept in with a crowd that when the doors were opened by the cabal cops, and they're trying to charge her. And, you know, if you've been in federal prison, you're not going to be able to practice medicine again. So this is about ruining her life. So I'm telling you, warriors, you get out there and you talk about this and you tell people, and it's time that we go to the Capitol, because this stuff, this cabal needs to be publicly executed, okay? Never again will we be run by such demonic, ruthless, vindictive, nasty, evil, scum of the earth, crooks, mafia, perverts, and child molesters. Never again, I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Get me all mad and upset. So that's one of the things that I want you to be aware of, is that I think there was a military operation going on January 6th, and then the traitors in our government found out about it. Somebody told the wrong person, probably Adam Kinzinger, little scumbag. He's former military, but a Democrat, so his brain doesn't work right. And that's my opinion. Come and get me if you don't like me saying that. And so the operation got basically scuttled and screwed up because of the traitors in their midst, as well as the spies and the cameras and the, you know, the people that were there from all these different, you know, places. Obama put in a lot of Muslim Brotherhood operatives into our government, posted about this too, and that's partly why I get a lot of flack. Obama needs to be in prison, okay? And that's one of the things I want to point out to you about my video. I call this when this kind of stuff happens to me, I call it a God thing. When something that is kind of unexpected happens, when I'm creating these videos. And one of the things that happened was that I was making the video and I changed a layout of a certain thing. It says, today is your day. And I wanted it to show a little bit better and not cover up a lot of the images. So I moved it over to the left in this new version of the video. And as I said, these videos are strictly for, you know, personal use and information. You know, I'm trying to get what I'm seeing and what I think is supposed to happen out there, and it's hard to do. And I don't have the budget to hire, you know, a team of marketers and PR people. So, you know, I'm doing like 15 different jobs. So it's not easy, okay? And nobody's asking me to do this. So, you know, I'm not complaining. But, you know, the people that are going to benefit off of it are not me. That's, you know, kind of gets me in a bad mood sometimes because they're the ones that are going to be making the movies and getting the, you know, endowments and starting foundations and, you know, raising money for this children's camp or whatever. You know, I know that the best thing to do is to give the money straight to the organizations that I've talked about that are doing the actual heavy lifting, doing the actual work. Okay, you don't need to have a foundation taking money and then you know, you spend your time discussing who can get the money. Okay, it's pretty obvious. You know, the simple way, the logical way to handle this. And so, you know, I could be making a lot of money and I'm not because I don't want to, you know, take it away from the people that are actually in the know and doing the work and know what to do with it. And if you want to have a good idea about what a successful event would look like in your area, if you get involved with this 9/11 annual memorial festival benefit, if you want to have a template to use the ones that I posted at skippydeedoodah.com. Skippy D. DEEDOODAH. Skippy Dee Doo, like the song, you know, the song from the Song of the South, you know, skippity doo da, skippity day. Oh, my wonder, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Skippity doo da, skippity day. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's a fact, it's factual. Everything is satisfactual. Okay, that's a song from Song of the South, I think, and it was the first one of the first movies to have cartoons as part of, you know, real people and actors, but cartoons animated into the movie. It was very innovative. So it made a big impression on me when I was a little girl and I saw that. So skippydoodah.com, that's your template to follow for your own event. And, you know, they had their own organizations that they were trying to help. And I care, I'm thinking about children, thinking about these little kids who've had their childhood dropped from them, from these freaking beasts, freaking monsters, ghouls and vampires. But the Skippity-Doo-Dah event, they were thinking about the adults who have been put into sex trafficking and human slavery too. I mean, that's a real big issue for me because my grandmother, when she came over from Germany, was used like a slave by her very rich aunt, Aunt Ochsenberger or something. Tante Ochsenberger. She had a very strange name. Ochsenberger? Anyway, my twin would know. My twin's has a better memory than I do right now. But anyway, Oxenreiter. That's what Oxenreiter was, my aunt that my German grandmother was basically an indentured servant slave to pay off her passage to America from Germany. So I care about slavery, and you should too, because we all could be free right now if it wasn't for the dumb people and the communists and the stupid morons that the freaking Democrat scumbags pump out of the colleges. You know, a bunch of Antifa and BLM and Muslim Brotherhood and Nation of Islam and all the other scum that are out there that, you know, want to be here, but they think that, you know, somehow they can hijack what we built, okay? We built this nation. You can't have it. You will not succeed. And I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. So it is written, so it shall be done. But anyway, so the Skippity-Doo-Dah event in Florida, which was May 7th, they were centering on trying to get care for the people who were being taken out of the sex trafficking. You can't call it a trade, because the people that are in it aren't getting anything. They're just not being killed. You mean, it's like, you will do this or we'll kill you. You know, so it's not like it's anything in it for them, but it's very, very lucrative. And also the terrorizing of children, which makes their blood get something secreted while they're being terrorized, that is apparently some great drug that these weirdos have to try and get addicted to. It's called adrenochrome. There's all kinds of info on this. Look at duckduckgo.com. But I really think that that's your template to use, you know, that you want to have something fun. And you want to, you know, it's obviously a depressing subject, so you don't want it to be like, you know, only you want to have some success stories, obviously, but you want it that lots of people come out, and what they did was they did a skipping event where you skip because it's very healthy and good for your heart, but also to get kids to have some fun. And, you know, it was very successful, very well supported event. Mine wasn't, and, you know, that's just the way it is. OurRescue.org got involved, and local groups that, and, you know, charities and organizations. So it was extremely successful. So that's the template to follow, people. If you want to do a 9/11 event, and, you know, recognize your local heroes, recognize your own military and special forces or whatever, and first responders in your own lives, with the nurses and the doctors and, you know, whoever it is that you want to give tribute to. But if you want to have it that your event actually makes a difference, you know, think about connecting into OurRescue.org, which is it's former special forces that are in that group. It's also VetsForChildRescue.org, which is Texas-based, and it's Vets, the number 4, ChildRescue.org. Craig Sawyer, who's a good guy. Anyway, they are the ones that are doing the work, and they've got the relationship with international groups, as well as with the local police and FBI. So they know what's going on. So, you know, I'm not saying that's the only one that you can use. Obviously, you do your own thing. But they might have, you know, children that need to have foster care until their parents are found. Then those parents, if they do find them, they might not be worthy of getting those kids back. Right? I mean, this is like so complex. It's not a job for anyone of weak stomach, that's for sure. And then they also, besides the kids, they are rescuing women and boys and men, you know, youth and men. I mean, a while back ago, I mean, can you, they, a lot of the news isn't even reported anymore because it's just so horrific. But one thing that was going on was that people were being taken prisoners if they had breakdowns, like with the cars, for example, taken prisoners and then made to fight one another or, you know, be killed. I mean, can you imagine? You think like, oh, that can't happen in America. These Satanists, these communists, these influx of other nations, riffraff and criminals and, you know, scum of the earth, they don't care. You know, they're betting money on who's going to win the fight. And, you know, they don't care. I mean, we used to think it's so horrible to have dog fights or rooster cock fights, they call them. You know, there are people being made to fight one another, and there are being people being made to, you know, have sex with, you know, what they call Johns. You know, it's like, it's so, such an ugly, ugly thing, people. And I want to have a beautiful world. I want to, when I go to art museums, I don't want to see, you know, upside down crucifix in a vat of poop and an elephant dung smeared all over the Virgin Mary. I mean, these people are so freaking wicked. So, you know, let's just put our heads together and, you know, put our superpowers together and fight back, okay? And we're going to fight back as in information war, but also we're going to fight back by being bold and being brave and refusing to back down. And I don't mean doing anything wild. I just mean being really committed to keep on trying to get the word out. So one of the things I was bringing up and I got off track was with my videos. I put a lot of subliminal imaging in there as well as hidden messages as well as like little treasures for the kids to find. I think it's kind of fun if they're, you know, you're trying to watch it, you want to be quiet while you're watching it. You know, that you say, well, I want you to look for this, you know, the compass, the key, the, you know, the different things I've mentioned, the dog, you know, there's a collie dog in there. So keep your eye out for it. Tell me where you see it, you know. So I want it to be interactive. It's also a good way to teach English to children because it puts the visual, you know, thing with the English word for it. So you say, look for the compass. And then they see it, and they, oh, that's what you call a compass. Okay. So, I'm definitely, you know, I'm not a movie maker, but I try. Okay, I try. Like an A for trying. But one of the things that happened, what I call a God thing, was when I was making my logo for the Laurie and Company B Operation Rainbow thing. You know, I was looking for a key, and the key was sliding around, and then it made the way I was moving it on the screen. It suddenly, you know, I could see a shape of a hatchet, and that goes into another operation that's going on called Operation Tomahawk. And you know, my brother was a big camping fan, and you know, always had a little tomahawk with him when he would go. At least when we were younger. But when I was moving it around, that tomahawk, that axe, little chopper, turned into a battle axe. Okay, and I mean, when I moved it around on the image and was lining it up, it became a double-sided battle axe. So that was what I call a God thing. Something else happened when I was moving the words that say, today is your day, and it says shine. Moving that over to the left-hand side in the video, and suddenly the loop of the Y in today lined up perfectly with the O that was below it. And made a circle around it. Now, what does that mean? Well, means a couple of things. And this is what I'm talking about, paying attention and, you know, expecting and looking for signs from the Lord, not just being passive and, you know, dazed, okay? So I'm moving it, I decided to move it over to the left because I didn't want to block the images in the middle. Move it over to the side. It's a people having, it's like they're having a, looks like they're having a beer, and they're using a wine barrel as a table, and it's a woman and a guy, and then a short guy who's actually in a wheelchair, but, you know, I guess it looks like in the picture that he's a small person, a little person, meaning as like in, you know, Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones. But in the original picture, it's a man in a wheelchair. And but in the picture that I think showing on my video, the way it all worked out, the way I laid it out, it looks like he's a little person. And why does that matter? Because that ties into Wizard of Oz. And that ties into, you know, what that message was that they were trying to get across about the, you know, shadow government and the, and we all have the capability of making our world beautiful, and that includes, you know, all creatures great and small, and all people great and small. And I know someone in my daughter's circle who has met Peter Dinklage, and he's a nice guy. And so I'm mentioning that because the why in Today Is Your Day in the video, that why loop made a circle around the O. So what do you, that to me, I knew what it meant for me when I saw that. Like, oh, look at that. I mean, I wasn't trying to do it, I just did it. That's what I call a God thing. But, you know, the Alpha and the Omega, so maybe it's, you know, a circle around, you know, God being, making a circle around us. Go look at it that way. Or it could be that, you know, the loop was making the affinity sign. Infinity sign is, you know, the two loops, like, looks like a figure eight, sort of. It could mean that. It could mean that Operation Rainbow, you know, is going to succeed in the concept and the vision that I had all those years ago. It could be O for OurRescue.org. Tim Ballard is doing big things, and I said to you in a past show, he had a movie made about him with James Caviezel playing Tim Ballard and documenting his life. Could mean that. Or what if it meant that it's a loop around Obama's neck? How about that? And that would make me happy, but it's hard to say that. But if anyone deserves to be the first person to die by hanging, which is the law, if you commit treason, you get hanged, okay? Not hung, hanged. I wanted to mean that. So it could have meant any of those things, could have meant none of those things, or could mean something else. But I wanted to share that with you. But also, you'll look at the video on my Laura Bella Rumble feed, and I'm hoping that you will take it's like 5 minutes and 52 seconds. So I think you can take that much time to look at it, can't you? It's on Laura Bella, LORIBELLA. And one is called 9/11 Invitation to Send Out. So this one, you know, is a video promoting the concept of the theme, our theme is, at least my theme, is welcome home. And in Dutch, it's welkomen, which that's where we got that word from in English. And the Dutch were big in our American history. They, you know, they came over. And the Dutch people are such cool and funny and productive and interesting and cool, nice people. And the Brits are too. but, you know, not the ones that are in the Fabian Socialist Club and the UN and the CFR and the MI6 and all the rest of those scumbags. We know what you've done. We know what you tried to do to President Trump. You lied. You let Steele lie about him and use false information from a disgraced MI6 agent. Okay, the people that are become in the upper echelons of the FBI and the CIA and MI6, they're not the cream of the crop, okay? They're the ones that play ball. You want to know more about that? I've talked about it before. Go on YouTube and listen to Ronald Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, the Dutch banker who got into the Illuminati club and saw it all and participated in a lot of it, and then he got out when it got down to hurting children. You know, he had enough decency and morality left in him that he couldn't do that. He's probably going to be dead soon, so listen to it while you can. I don't wish that on him. I think he's a man that's, you know, gone through a lot. But, you know, it's bad, people. That's all I can say. So anyway, then below that one on my channel content feed is 9/11 Annual Memorial Festival Benefit Operation Rainbow, and which is a very long title, but it's to cover a lot of things. It's going to be annually that we're going to take the time each year to get together. There's going to be a lot of other events, of course, leading up to the 9/11 event, which has been with the Reawaken America Tour, which has gone all over the country. Now they're going to go north because this thing's going to go, like it started in the west, went to the east, going north, and going to go south, and then it's going to go to New York City or near New York City, and going to Pennsylvania, I think, too. And Oklahoma still's on the list. So anyway, and it has to do, and this, you know, this, so a lot of people think, oh, that's just black magic, or you're talking about, you know, occult stuff. No, it doesn't matter whether you think it's real. They operate this way, and it has to do with ley lines, longitude and latitude, and ley lines, okay? And I happen to be living on a ley line. Yeah, how do you like those apples? Anyway, so if you look at that video, the cover is a roadmap, and this is something I used for my brother's memorial video. And he liked to travel, and he went all over the place with his lifelong best friend he met in the Coast Guard, Terry. He happened to be a Filipino American, and lives in San Francisco, and such a nice guy, and he's hurting so badly. So I hope that this video makes Terry feel a little better, missing his buddy less. But anyway, the guy in the center above the road sign is my brother. He was a big patriot, and I miss him so much. But anyway, I miss knowing that he's not, I can't just go see him, you know, like I thought he was going to come out here, and that's another story. But, and anyway, the reason I'm put that thing, okay, look, it looks like an A, and it looks like a Z. Well, the A to Z, we're going to take over education, we're going to fix this mess course by course and brick by brick. We won't stop until one, we won't stop until we're done, right? And that's kind of going into what part of this vision was a long time ago. And I kept thinking, how would God be showing me all this building and all this construction going on? Like, we don't have the budget to do anything major at our place. And, you know, what is this? And this is just an old farm that, you know, had avocado groves on it. Like, how am I supposed to make that what I'm seeing here? I mean, it couldn't possibly happen because it's just, for one thing, there's a water issue, very expensive to have water here. But also on top of it, we've gone through extreme droughts. When I came to California, it was during tsunamis, what they called El Niños. Tsunamis, El Niño is what they call it. That means children in Spanish. And which, by the way, that word, El Niño, it's one of the roads that's near the Rawhide Ranch. And for all you sick people out there, don't you go near there, okay? They have got all kinds of special forces protecting that place. So you stay away from that Rawhide Ranch. You can't go near it or you'll be arrested, all right? You know, it's under surveillance. Yeah. So it's back off, you weirdos. But El Nino is a road near the Rawhide Ranch. And, I do not have, like, I don't have anger management issues. I get mad and I'm done. You know, other people, you know, they keep it all inside and then they erupt. Okay, I erupt regularly, but I'm like, I get it out of my system and then I move on. So don't be thinking like, oh, this woman's, you know, so emotional. You know, I can tell you, I've been through a lot, and for the fact that I'm even coherent is amazing. It just shows you that, you know, God is protecting me. And my husband is a good man, and so is my twin, and so are our children, and so are the people in my circle, amazing people, people that are movers and shakers. They're not famous. You'll never know their names. You know, you won't know what they do for a living, but let me tell you, they are very, very, very amazing people, and that's partly why evil targeted me, because evil wanted me not to do what I'm doing now. So I feel a real big sense of pleasure that I gave the signal and people heard it, because lots of good people have stepped up. A lot of people have taken over the reins and saddled up and they're ready to ride. Let's roll. Do you like that part? I like that part. Anyway. So then on that same Laura Bella channel, I have the Estate Tiacobelli, which is really spectacular. And they have someone that's in the family, Sasha, who knows the people at the Rawhide Ranch, and she was willing to do an opera and to, you know, donate the proceeds from the opera tickets to the Rawhide Ranch. Really nice gal named Sasha. Anyway, I put a little video together for them to try to promote what they were offering for our last event. And then I also have a treasure hunt on there. I did one for the Bellefont Resort, which has changed hands and it's all kinds of issues, but I think I might use that at Bellefont Resort. To my friend, so he kept looking for the problems that happened. I'm going to use it for the fog catcher to promote them better, because they were not enough to get me a certificate for the BB. Meaning that I would, you know, turn to people and say, fight. You know, get in battles instead of just playing it big. And, you know, I think that President Trump, besides the age thing now, I think with his first wife, Anna, who stayed lifelong friends and we talked to him almost every day. I mean, they weren't on people or like podcasters, people who built up an audience. And you know, became popular, like Charlie Kirk, and now Charlie Kirk has his own show on the Pluto channel on Roku. So many good TV shows on there. And there's a guy named Arab Finley. So pretty, and he'd go out and say something that is going to piss off a lot of people, or expose stuff that most of the public doesn't have the stomach for, let alone is mentally prepared to hear. And, you know, I unfortunately know a lot of it, but I don't want to know a lot of it either, because it's just so dark and so horrible that, you know, you can't you end up becoming what you're thinking about and what you've seen and what you've read and what you've looked at. So, you know, be selective, okay? I'm not saying believe everything I say. I'm saying that I know all the information that I'm sharing is accurate. And to look at the ones I'm telling you to look at, because they are worthy of your time. All right, put it that way. If you want to call in and ask a question or give me your idea for how to get the young people to the events, the Reawaken America tours, I think it needs to involve music and a big name coming and being the opening of it. And then you basically make it that serve food and you give away prizes and you have interesting speakers. Thank you. But, you know, they got to give, you know, shout out to Clay Clark for having the guts to try to do these events. And I'm glad he had the support, because it's no easy task. I did a couple of business shows as a way to help my own business and as a volunteer working with other people and putting our efforts together, and it's monumental. So for what Clay Clark has done, you know, help him. If you throw him a couple of bucks for his legal defense fund, because he's being sued for talking about the election disgrace. Also, about Mike Lindell's legal offense fund, he is trying to get injunctions on these machines that are obviously rigged and illegal. And I want you to go back, all you Democrats, and listen to Hillary Clinton talking about the election being stolen, the Russians wanting to win, and, you know, all these other past Democrats talking about the rigged election machines, giving testimony on the Hill about the not being, you know, safe and all that stuff. And now they act like it's all crazy talk. We saw the election being rigged. They had the P codes that show the election was rigged. They had data that doesn't jive up. They have data being destroyed. They had, you know, paper windows so you couldn't see what was going on. You had people with masks on so they could get away with dumping the ballots and bringing in ballots from other states. I mean, come on. You blatantly cheat and you act like Trump is out of his gourd. You're so freaking wicked. And if you think that we're ever going to let you people back in power, I don't care who they have running. Maybe if it was JFK Jr., maybe that would make a difference. But which I think is going to happen. But if you don't know, Clinton and her owners tried to, you know, kill JFK Jr. As it tried to kill JFK Jr. That's a whole other subject for another day. But anyway, so, you know, help out Mike Lindell. He's trying to sell products that are made in the USA. He's trying to make it so that entrepreneurs can have a platform. He has set up mystore.com for them on his MyPillow site. He's such a patriot, and he's a person, you know, who really should be dead. He was a very addicted crack cocaine user, and by the grace of God, he had that addiction taken away by the grace of God. No other reason for it, and so that's why he started Lindell Recovery Network. And right now he has Percale bed sheets. Percale is kind of like a blend of fabric. It's very durable. It's usually pretty, washes up nice as well. I prefer cotton. But anyway, He has queen size, normally $90. And he has it down for $39.98. And all the different sizes are on sale. And just use promo code F like Frank, F like Sam, 7 like 7-Eleven. All right. So let's see. For the schedule for the schedule for the next events, my understanding is August is supposed to be Rochester, New York. And I think they're going to be in New York on September 11th. As I said, I'm hoping maybe I can go to it, but can't leave my husband behind and he doesn't want to go and I don't quite understand it. It's a big difference the way you feel once you get over 60, okay? You really start, your body starts changing, and it goes that way for men, too, unless they're, you know, really working on it. Energy levels go down, and your testosterone, it goes down, and, you know, one of the things that I wanted to mention was that are coming up with ways to help people to feel better. But, you know, if you notice, if you listen to the Alphabet channels, they're not talking about it. They don't care about helping. Okay, they care about putting you on pills that make money for the pharmaceutical companies and making you, like, treating the problem but not getting rid of the disease. And so, you know, I'm not advocating not taking your medicine, but I'm going to tell you this because I lived through this myself. My husband was on all kinds of very strong prescription drugs for his diabetes type 2, and included Metformin and some other stuff. And I don't remember all of it right now, but you know, I obviously could prove what I'm saying is true. And he was prescribed it by his indifferent doctor at Kaiser, Permanente. But yeah, they used to call the Kaiser, meaning dictator. Well, Kaiser Permanente, permanent Kaiser. Yeah, that's what I think about you people. But he didn't want to be on the prescription drugs, and so my husband ended up really watching his diet and getting rid of the sugars and the carbohydrates and the things that you don't even think has carbs in it, but it does. I mean, besides pasta and all that stuff, other things. And I don't really think that he exercised more. I mean, we'd go on walks every day, but most of it was his diet. And, you know, he went down from like 240 down to probably he's about 100, I don't know, 190 right now. But he looks like a, you know, like a long distance runner right now, as far as no extra on him. But he watched his diet and then he took berberine, B-E-R-B-I-N-E, which is a natural supplement. And I'm hoping that the company I'm with starts making that product because they have products for cholesterol and high blood pressure and for sleeping better and, you know, all kinds of really great products. I just think they're a good company. And anyway, my husband was able to get off of the multiple prescription drugs he was on. And he checks his blood with a blood meter every day. And he's, you know, still fine. So it is possible to do, people. But, you're not going to know about it if you don't do your own research. And I kind of saw that with my twin because she was having a lot of pain and she had tooth issues and all kinds of things that happened to her after she took this fall at work as a teacher, fell down the staircase, and you know, she started looking into other ways to feel healthy and to be able to move without being in pain. I mean, you've never been in pain. You know, it's nothing, I don't think anything worse than being in constant pain and not being, it wears you down, messes up your sleep, messes up your ability to feel, you know, functional and happy. Anyway, so she's looked ways to get rid of that pain, and she's using what Glenn Beck's show advertises, which is Release Factor, and she is feeling better, but it's not like it's gone. It's just, you know, it'd be nice if she would listen to me and try other methods. One of those things that I wanted to talk about, because I care about health, is the Prescribing Life website. Melissa of Freedom Force had a mom who was in extreme agony and pain, had been in an accident, I think, and had had operations, you know, scarring and all that. Well, she talks about this because her mother ended up being in so much pain, it was too difficult for her to even come and visit Melissa in Texas. And she ended up getting the light therapy done with Prescribing Life, LIFE.com. It's a Brazilian doctor. I think she's married to an American. I'm not sure, but they're doing something called neurotherapy, which is basically turns off the nerve endings, pain sensors in your body that are out of control, because it's like it makes them go haywire where they can't like stop sending the release of I was going to say endorphins, but that's not it. Anyway, just check it out. You're in a lot of pain. I know that Melissa is a good lady, and she wouldn't be talking about it if her mother hadn't actually lived through it. And she has a lot of products on her health page. I do too, but I don't have the affiliates set up yet. And I also wanted to mention that Scott McKay was at the Virginia Beach Reawaken event this last week. And he's a guy who was on a motorcycle and, you know, had his body was all wrecked up. You know, he really shouldn't have even lived. And, you know, he's been put back together, and he's also experienced the power of God healing his body. Now, we all are supposed to have the power to heal bodies. I mean, we were told in the book of Acts, Jesus is talking to his apostles, that you will do greater things than I did, and you will faith with the size of a mustard seed, you'll move mountains, and you know, that we are supposed to be in the future, I guess, doing the things that Jesus did. Well, a lot of people are having experiences with that. One of them is me, but nobody pays attention to what I say. Another one is Torben Sondergaard, the Danish guy who has the Last Reformation. And another one is Praying Medic, Dan, who's written books. He was a medic in the Navy. I guess it was the Navy. Yeah. And, you know, they are experiencing healing that can only be just put down to as, you know, God's intervention miracles. All right, so why am I talking about that? Well, we're going to this next phase that we're going to be seeing a set of people treating the problem, the illness, but still having the disease, that we're going to be having longer lives and getting rid of all these problems, including childhood cancer, which is, you know, spiked by 400% because of these evil people and what they have done to us. And, you know, it's an orchestrated plot, people. So that's why I'm asking you to pay attention. All right, so what does that mean to you? Well, it's what Trump had talked about on his inauguration day, that they were going to release the discoveries, the sealed documents, and, you know, get all the truth out there, get people, you know, really on board with the, what they call the med beds, and the, there's a fellow named Pete Peterson who was working on basically resetting people's tones, their frequency, their vibration that they give off, and altering it so that it makes them, you know, feel better. If you want to know about that, you can look at David Wilkerson and Project Camelot. I think Pete Peterson's gone now, but I'm not positive. I know what his wife is. But, you know, there's a whole lot of secrets that way that have been intentionally kept from us. Inventions, medical breakthroughs, medical cures, homeopathic natural ways of dealing with things. So that's what we're going to be experiencing next. And you know, I understand if people aren't ready to hear it, but you've got to listen, because they're not talking about it on the paid-off media, and they're not talking about it at your church, and they're not talking about it at your job. So you've got to seek out this information, and, you know, ties into what the Lord said, seek and ye shall find. I'm sorry, seek and ye shall find. So I've got a call coming in, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to hope it's a nice person. Thanks for calling into In Circle Pros. How are you today? Hello. Hello. Thanks for calling in to Lori and Company In Circle Pros. How can I help you? I see your call, and I'm sorry that you're holding to get on. I just answered you, but you didn't speak, so I'm going to put you on again. All right. Thanks for calling Lori and Company In Circle Pros. How can I help you? I But I can hear your, you know, your call. I can hear you've got it on, but I can't hear you, and I don't know why. So try calling back in. Sorry. All right. So that didn't work very well. I don't know why. That's worked in the past. I think I need a new computer and a new microphone. All right, I wanted to get people jazzed up about the upcoming events because you're going to want to go to them, especially the one on September 11th. But again, you know, all year long, you know, we can have these events and building up to the big one on September 11th. And these are going to be all over the country as well as the world. When my husband's friend Jack would organize the ones on the Midway in San Diego Harbor. San Diego is a really beautiful city, by the way. If you get a chance, come on out. But when my husband's friend Jack would organize them, they had people from Canada, from New York City, from Australia, from all bunch of other countries, South America. And they would come to pay honor and tribute to the people that they had worked with for years. And they respected Jack because they knew, you know, he was retired New York City fireman. I think he retired long before 9/11, so because he broke his back at work. But you know, he had some really great contacts. But you know, I don't know who they were. I know some of his friends. I know they could get involved and help. I know they could have come to the 9/11 2021 event that I did, and they didn't. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is, people, but I know it's not to just sit on your hands and hope someone else solves this problem. Okay, we're all in this together, and we're going to have to, you know, put our, as they used to say in school, put your thinking caps on. You know, we're going to have to come and reason together, like, you know, the Lord said, you know, we can solve this problem. All right, so with that said, I'm going to put this on. I want you to take a listen, and I'll come back in a minute. And this is from the first day of, I'm sorry, this is from the Reawaken event that was just held in Virginia Beach. The channel I would like you to listen to is Man in America, mainly because he's talking about things that I was aware of, but I didn't see anyone else talking about it. That's really bothered me, is that for years now I kept thinking, it doesn't matter if people aren't watching my videos and looking at my, you know, Getter feed and my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed, if other people are talking about what I'm talking about. But I didn't see anyone talking about the things that I did. I didn't, hardly anyone. And one thing about the Reawaken America events is that they're kind of like putting like a collection of key people together. Apparently I'm not one of them. But one thing I like about it is that, they're educational and they're fun. But for the first time, I'm seeing people talking about what I've been talking about. And it's one, if you listen to the last episode I did, it's one of the things that bothers me is that people who have been blessed and been given extreme power and have huge audiences and have millions and millions of dollars, they are guilty too of being protective and not trying to let up-and-comers come on their show or because, you know, God forbid they become, you know, steal some of your audience, or people come on the show that talk about controversial things like seeing into the supernatural and being like, you know, why isn't Sid Roth being invited to these Reawaken America shows? Sid Roth is a guy who was raised as a Jew, and he became a Christian because he found where it says Jesus is the Messiah in the ancient Torah, or, you know, old books of the Jews. And he has brought a lot of Jews to Christ. And why does that matter? Because that's part of fulfillment of prophecy as well, that, you know, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. The first to hear about Jesus were the Jews, and they rejected him. They didn't think that he was the you know, person they were waiting for, because Jesus was coming as a very reasonable, wise, very gentle, very kind, very loving, very nurturing person, right? He wasn't some macho warrior. You know, think about the time that Jesus was here. You know, the people were very primitive compared to now. So he didn't seem like he was the, you know, the person they had been waiting for, the Messiah. So they rejected him. Then the pagans, us Gentiles, we accepted that Jesus was the Messiah. And now, just as the Bible said it would be, the Jews are now accepting that. And so are Muslims. Muslims are having incredible visions and incredible encounters with God even coming to them. Jesus too. And, you know, like when something like that happens to you, I just want to tell you, when you have encounters, for lack of a better word, it's like, yes, it's real. I mean, it doesn't seem like you're having a dream, and it does not seem like, you know, it's, you're imagining it, or it's very, very real. So a lot of the stuff that's happening, people are finally talking about. And one of the things I wanted to point to today is Man in America, because his feeds are working properly from the Reawaken event. At least they were. And he's a friend of Clay Clark, I think, because Man in America, his name's Whole House, spoke at the Reawaken event in Virginia Beach. So he got to speak. I assume he's a friend of Clay Clark. So one of the things he talked about with a guest from Edge of Wonder. Now, what you're thinking, who's Edge of Wonder? Those are two young guys that I listened to years ago, and they were talking more about the alien stuff, and I was thinking to myself, you know, that might all be true. You know, I've had some very bizarre, very not-of-this-world encounters, but, you know, unless you have people firmly in their faith, they're not going to be able to distinguish between what's, you know, a deception and what's real, and what's from the Lord, from the light, and what's from the dark, you know, Lucifer and Satan. So I was very hesitant to talk about Edge of Wonder show too much, because I didn't think the people, meaning all of us humans, were ready and equipped and informed and educated and could see number patterns and see signs and see, you know, hidden meanings and the things that your eyes start to open, you know, you're just much more cognizant of what a lot of people just brush over. So I didn't talk about the fellas, the two young guys, their names escape me at the moment, from Edge of Wonder. But Whole House had one of those fellas on and they're talking about the Georgia Guidestones. And the media is putting out that the Georgia Guidestones are some kind of like modern-day Stonehenge that they're leaving in case there's an apocalypse. You know, there'd be these, you know, time capsule there, and it's all in these different languages and ancient Sanskrit and ancient Aramaic, and you know, like they're trying to make out like it's something wonderful and good. It's not, okay. Put it that simple. It's not good, okay. It's tying into the same weirdos that were doing the pagan ritual, demonic thing at the CERN in Switzerland, and at the Goddard Tunnel, G-O-T-T-H-A-R-D. Goddard, get it? They even tried to interview my husband when he was a young engineer. They were trying to get him, you know, into their grips, and, you know, he didn't get hired, and he didn't want the job anyway. We had a nice little vacation there, first class all the way. But anyway, I want you to listen to this, because if you're listening to what I'm saying right now, you might actually continue listening, and it'll give you a chance to understand a little bit more about the Guidestones and why the destruction of that is so important. As I said, some people are saying the thing that happened in Saskatchewan involved lightning, and they said that, you know, at the hand of God. There's a lot of people are trying to say that this destruction of the one side of the Georgia Guidestones was by lightning or by, you know, divine intervention, hand of God. But then the way it broke, and there's a video of it, so why would it be a video camera set up there? Because they, for vandalism, but because the place had been vandalized before and written on by past people. And, you know, these are, you know, giant slabs that are, you know, erect, and then everything's all assembled kind of like Stonehenge. And, you know, it doesn't have any, the way it's constructed, it must have eye rods or eye beams or whatever inside to make them stable, and then that they are in the ground, because the way it looks like it should be pretty easy to topple over. And obviously that's why they had video camera going there all the time, surveillance, because it had been vandalized in the past. But when you look at the video of it on Man in America channel, published on July 7th, Guidestones Destroyed as Man Plays God with CERN. CERN is C-E-R-N. It, to me, it looks, and I saw the video, Alex Jones had videos too, it looked like an implosion, kind of like what they use on when they want to take down a hotel building, like in Las Vegas, to build something new, or what happened in New York City. Thermite, that word thermite, does that mean anything to you people listening? That's why all the people that were involved in the rescue operations, including the dogs, after 9/11, that's why they're all sick and dying or dead, because of the radioactive after effects of what was used in the World Trade Center. But that CGI, that looked really good. Anyway, and the media, where they edited it and where they showed it, it looked really good. But then they got caught because of the time differences across the pond in England. They were running a video that was still showing Trade Center, the Twin Towers, when they were already supposed to have been demolished. So little oops there. Yeah. Media are so freaking wicked. And if anybody is listening to this that was involved with the cover-up of 9/11, including Clinton's and Gorelick and the persons that they put on the panel to cover up what was really involved with that day and what it was about. Now you have painful, horrible death. Maybe you'd be cursed. And your children, I can't do that to the children, but you, may you be cursed and may you have a short life. So the people that were involved with the aftermath of cleaning up after the towers came down, you know, were dead soon after or have been dying since then of, you know, cancer mainly because I was part of it, the radioactive materials that were used. It was also a diversion so that they could move some gold that was in Building 7. And Rosie O'Donnell, the big sweat hog that she is, talked about this. I thought she was crazy, but, you know, it's not what the media said. Put it that way, people. Listen to enough videos and listen to enough people, you'll come to the same conclusion. But sure, it was very profitable to be over in the Middle East for 20 years and having our young men having their arms and legs blown off and trillions of dollars diverted over there and trillions of dollars diverted to our enemies, which just happened with what Biden did with the pullout of Iraq. And they also had to figure out a way to get money and people and all the drugs and all that stuff and guns and weapons that they're selling on the side with the dirty CIA over there. So, you know, used our tax money to take care of that. All right, just on a side note, if you ended up getting the jab, you know, do not be depressed. There are ways to deal with this. Okay, a lot of people got saline. Okay, a lot of people didn't get the real one. And the real one was the tainted one that was designed to get rid of a certain population. And you'll understand more about that population that they were trying to target later. But I want to give this all to you in small pieces so you don't get wigged out. But if you ended up getting the jab, especially if you're not feeling sick from it or have an adverse effect from it, you know, just go about your life. Do the natural therapies to try to help yourself. But don't assume that, you know, you're walking, walking dead man or whatever now because you got the jab. There's reason to believe that they purposely put out, basically saline solution into a lot of the jabs so that there wouldn't be this mass hysteria if people started dropping off right away. If you remember, one of the nurses that was one of the first to get the jab, wrongly called the COVID vaccine. It's not a vaccine, and it's not for COVID because it's actually giving you COVID. She died live on live TV, and they were, like, mortified. So, you know, there are people who are going to be totally fine. So don't get depressed about this, people, okay? This is going to be all right. It's just going to take a little time to get it sorted out. So I'd like you to listen to what Whole House says about Men in America channel on Rumble about the Guidestones. The guy from called Edge of Wonder, which, as I said, is not a show for the faint hearted. And they spent a lot of time on the alien part of it and talking about the different aliens and all this stuff. You know, it's like unless you have people that are really in the know and can be sure about what they're saying, you know, you don't want to listen to that, okay? So I'm having trouble connecting that show, or I would have you listen to it right now. All right, so we only have a little bit of time left. This is Whole House and Man in America channel, and he's talking about, are we on the brink of nuclear war, or is it a scare tactic? And he's interviewing Jeff nicely. The thing is, people, that...
understanding that, and then understand...
You have to listen to a lot of different sources, and obviously you have to ask God for discernment so that you can figure out what's true and what's, you know, bogus. But there's not really one person, or even five people, that have all the answers. Everyone has a little bit of the info. Some are spot on, some are not. But it is important to broaden your sources, because you cannot count on the media. They do not care about you. And that if they did, they would not have told you to get a jab that was, you know, killing off so many people and has increased autism by 400% and caused Bell's palsy and temporary paralysis and rashes and tumors and killed people, like just literally eaten up their insides. And then they wouldn't be telling you about the stuff that they're pulling out of people. And, you know, Fauci is on TV saying that it doesn't work that well. Hey, buddy, that doesn't cut it. You have blood on your hands and you should be strung up for crimes against humanity with Bill Gates. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm saying that's the punishment for what they have done. The punishment is death. Okay, sorry. You know, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. All right, so listen to this for a minute. This is an interview with Jeff Nyquist on Man in America.
Understanding what's wrong with our civilization. What has been the malady of our civilization and why has been my driving curiosity, because the solution and what happens ultimately depends on those questions, answering those questions correctly.
Absolutely. So with where we're at today, you know, I wanted to start with two different news items. One is I'm going to play this short video, which to me is very strange, that New York City recently released this public service announcement about what to do if there's a nuclear strike in New York. And not only is their information just really misleading, it's actually like they're saying, basically, go take a shower if a nuke hits, right? Instead of get out of the city, get iodine, whatever. But it's just very strange timing, especially considering some recent comments that have come out of Russia. So I'm going to go ahead and play this for folks really quick, because you kind of have to see this to believe it. Let me play this.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors.
Efficient.
So she goes on to basically give totally bogus information, which, you know, if there's a nuclear attack, staying inside the building away from the windows isn't going to save you. So continues.
It hits more of the target with the shockwave attacking from above. It has more, and then it avoids bomber fratricide, because every time they ground burst, this stuff is put up in the upper atmosphere, and Russian and Chinese bombers flying through it, the crews die, because they get, you know, in 4 minutes they're getting a lethal dose, right? So they don't want bomber fratricide. They don't want to destroy the environment by killing all the bugs and the plants and the trees. They will, in those areas where they have to do it, they will. But war is a rational strategy. Is a rational thing. It's not the irrational part is the morally irrational part, the moral stupidity of it. But as far as conquering a country, using your firepower, you look at the madness in Ukraine, knocking down cities, killing, you know, I was told by one person that maybe 50 to 100,000, you know, citizens of Mariupol were killed by the Russian bombardment of that city. They just knocked the city down. They just leveled it. Nuclear bombardment is the same thing. It just happens all at once, and it comes all this way on a missile. And it, once they feel our nuclear arsenal, if they can do a surprise strike, is neutralized, then they can attack what cities they want to lower the resistance. And they might destroy several cities. They'll want to occupy and live in other cities and buildings, because as General Chiao Chen said, we want to make a second China in America. We need to move hundreds of millions of Chinese into there because we're overpopulated in China. He said, we can't use the word Lebensraum because that word is associated with Hitler, and Hitler's, you know, considered evil, and want to be considered evil ourselves for using that word. So, but we're only saying it amongst each other. And of course, what Colonel Stanislav Lunev, the GRU defector, told me was they had an agreement going back to late 91, early 92. Russia would get Alaska, like they're saying now. Last week, a couple of Russian officials said, we are taking Alaska.
There's a billboard in Russia, which I don't speak Russian, but I believe it says Alaska is ours.
That's right. That's what that says. And so they're proclaiming it, just like Babe Ruth, when he would hit, I'm going to hit the home run over left field. They're saying it. They're orienting their own people to what's going to happen, so their own people will understand what they're doing. We just look at it and go, it's just propaganda. We don't believe it. No, it's not. They are orienting their people, and that we are so disoriented that they can speak openly about what they're planning to do now, and we don't hear it because we have listened to narratives that don't allow us to hear it.
Yeah. Well, here's a question I have. You know, so Art of War, one of those fundamental principles is, when you're strong, act weak. When you're weak, act strong, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, right now, in my opinion, America probably has never looked weaker. So do you think that there is some sort of, you know, part of the military, et cetera, that is very strong, that's pretending, that it's kind of feigning weakness in the way that it is, to, you know, kind of enter into this war in a much stronger position? Or do you think that what we're seeing is a real reflection of what's happened to our country? And it wasn't just Biden, we're going back to the Clintons, the Bushes, we're going back to the stripping of our manufacturing base, everything that's happened, which if you, you know, I interviewed General Robert Spalding lately, who's extensively covered the infiltration of China, especially into our government and the weakening of our country. So do you think that what we're seeing right now is a real representation of our strength? And also, how is that reflected within our weapons systems and our ability to compete and defend ourselves?
Our weapons, look, we had a failed ICBM test. We had a failed hypersonic missile test here recently. The thing people have to understand is, you know, we hear about the New World Order and WAF and the bad people and the Democrats. Russians' goal was, you know, under the Soviet Union, take us over from the within, like Mao. Infiltration and subversion. Senator McCarthy was right. There was subversion ongoing. The problem is McCarthy got attacked and discredited. People did not want to deal with that. And the infiltration had already in the 30s and 40s was significant. You go to Diana West's book, American Betrayal, and she outlines the history of World War II, how the Russians were manipulating our strategy in World War II from inside the White House by people like Harry Hopkins. And Senator McCarthy got a lot of criticism because he wrote the book Retreat from Victory, and he said there's something wrong with General Marshall, the chief of the general staff, later Secretary George Marshall, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense during the Korean War. There's something wrong with him. And, you know, we've had a lot of things released since then showing that, you know, one of Marshall's key deputies, General Walter Bettel Smith, in the movie Patton, he's called Beetle by Patton, was apparently a Soviet agent. Mark Riebling explains that in his book Wedge, the released documents about what had happened. And Smith was the head of the CIA when Eisenhower was elected president. And Eisenhower was asked by the FBI, get him out of the CIA. You know, and they had to retire him because they never prosecuted him, because espionage is a very difficult crime to prosecute. But we were seriously compromised from very beginning, within the CIA, within our institutions, the Pentagon, the inside the White House for years, you know, we had Walt Rostow. There were people, there was a very famous security expert at the State Department who fought the Kennedy administration about Rostow, saying he has communist relatives, he has communist affiliations. This is a national security advisor to President Lyndon Johnson. Then Henry Kissinger, look, this book here, Henry Kissinger, Soviet Agents, by this New York detective. There's serious questions about Henry Kissinger. There was a defector, Michael Golanowski, who came out of Poland. He was a colonel general in Polish communist intelligence. He had seen a list of GRU, that's Russian military intelligence, agents recruited in occupied Germany in 1945, and he said on the list was Sergeant Henry Kissinger. Right, the infiltration to explain, you know, you hear all these things about the New World Order and stuff. The Russians would love to create narratives to get us to misunderstand their infiltration and for us to believe it's somebody else behind the bad things that are happening in our own government. But it's their infiltration, it's their subversion, it's their war plan. And the fact that they're readying their weapons now means they believe they've subverted us and weakened us enough. And that weakness is the provocation. That's what provokes an aggressor to attack, that they think they can then take over the world in a giant push.
So how you're seeing the situation, it's not just that, you know, Russia invades Ukraine, NATO and the U.S., you know, we start sanctioning, and that kind of steps on Putin's toes, and now he's threatening with nukes. This is a – they have been building up for this for a very, very long time.
The Soviet Union lured NATO into Eastern Europe. You read the real history. Gorbachev had no problem with East Germany becoming part of NATO. He just said, you know, give us $80 billion or whatever it was Deutschmarks. You know, just give us money. Just pay us. Well, what did they do with that money? They use that money to infiltrate the West, to take over companies and to establish positions, to allow them to influence Western policies. Angela Merkel, long-term Christian Democratic Union Chancellor of Germany, she was an East German communist youth leader with KGB connections. So she's a conservative, and there were many concerns. I mean, like Valenza in Poland, there was a former Polish secret police officer said, this guy was an agent of the secret police going way back. I had a leader of Polish Solidarity tell me that when he came to this country in the early 90s. I met him, and he said, Valenza, we know he is a secret police agent. Same thing, say out of Czechoslovakia, Vaclav Havel. He was not an honest, you know, pro-democratic person. You know, what a schoolmate of his that I spoke with who knew him for many years, he said he believed in communism, you know, Vaclav Havel, with a human face, right, like Gorbachev. But the communism with a human face was a deception. You know, remember, Stalin even was our Uncle Joe at one time. He was communism with a human face. Always this back and forth with communism. They're bad and then they're good. They're bad and then they're good. It's like breathing, right? And now they're bad again. Same pattern. But see, they have to make us think they're good so they can import the technology and get the capital to build up their arms industry. Then when that's and then they use that to capture other countries, to go into Angola and Ethiopia, go into Nicaragua and make the, you know, Afghanistan invasion, do all the things they did during the Cold War. And then what happens is they retreat from some of those places or they pretend to collapse, but they're still maintaining their hold. Look at who is, you know, we fought that war Ronald Reagan did to defeat the Sandinistas and Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua years ago. And supposedly we won the Cold War. Who's the president of Nicaragua now? Daniel Ortega. Sandinistas are there. How did that happen? Is that a magic trick?
Well, then speaking of Nicaragua, actually, so it's funny because, you know, back in 2016, it was all Russia, 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 Russia. The media loved using Russia as the boogeyman, which this can be confusing, right? Because
yes.
It's like, well, maybe, you know, we know the media is lying through their teeth, so it makes you want to think that maybe Russia is not the boogeyman. But then now we have what's happening, you know, I think it was back in June, right, where there are reports coming out that there are Russian troops in Nicaragua, right? Yet the media silent on the threats, which makes you think that, like, is the media complicit? I mean, we know that the media is heavily influenced by the CCP, right? So
and they are. The Russians have been in our media. Well, I talked to Vladimir Bukovsky years ago, he had gotten into the Soviet archives, Communist Party Soviet Union archives, and the archivist taunted him one day. He held up a piece of paper at a distance he couldn't read, and it had names, columns of names on both sides of the paper. And he said, "You will never see this. These are all the media people in the West we control."
All right, so you heard that. I don't have a whole lot of time left today, but I really strongly suggest that, you know, in order for you to be aware and informed, it means being able to listen to other sources of information. And the reason that the media is in free fall and their ratings are real way down is because nobody trusts them anymore, which we shouldn't. They've caused more problems, more difficulties. But because I'm a fair person, I will say, if they came to me and said, "Say this or we're going to kill you," I think I might say it. So what I had mentioned earlier about Roger Ailes being in charge of Fox, and, you know, the way he's depicted in the movie is, you know, not very flattering. One of the reasons that Roger Ailes did that was hiring good-looking women with wearing dresses with nice legs. It's for obvious reasons, but it's also because the media, I mean, a lot of people don't know it, but in Russia, they had TV channels that had news broadcasters who would literally strip while they were giving the news and go down to the skivvies and naked in order to get people to pay attention. So, you know, we're humans. How can I say this? I was watching for the first time, I watched Starman with Jeff Bridges, and Jeff Bridges is a big key player in all of this. He's been in movies that have been so consequential and made, you know, really good movies, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, The Big Lebowski, The Giver, and I just for the first time watched this Starman, I guess it was yesterday. And in that, he plays an alien from another part of the galaxy who's intentionally come to Earth to implant a baby in Margot Kidder, who was in Indiana Jones movies, this Harrison Ford. And he doesn't explain why, but that's what his mission is. And if he doesn't get off the planet in a couple of days, when his mission's completed, he's going to die. Anyway, he gives her a baby because they become lovers, even though the alien inhabits how can I put this? The alien has the ability to take DNA and create life, and Margot Kidder literally watches a baby come from nothing in her living room that quickly grows into a boy, it quickly grows into a young man, which quickly grows into her husband, Jeff Bridges, because the DNA was used to create life. And this is way back, like in the 80s or 70s, this movie was made. It was about cloning. So one thing that you need to know, and, you know, take a lot of slings and arrows over this, but they've been doing cloning for a long time, long before it became talked about, and making hybrids and chimeras. One of the things they're doing is taking certain aspects of creatures and trying to put them into human beings so that they could have those aspects. One, like, ability to jump high. We get that from animals that can spring very, you know, high in the air. Stickiness, like lizards that can stick to a wall, stick to glass. You know, they're trying to figure out these certain properties and things, attributes, characteristics that other creatures have, like how you can get that incorporated into human beings. So these mad scientists, they don't think of themselves as mad scientists. They think of themselves as innovators and, you know, people who can maybe solve, make a huge contribution to science by what they've developed. Think about the cartoon Superman with the lizard guy that was a scientist, and he was trying to, he had lost his arm in the war or something. Anyway, he takes some stuff and it makes him become, a monster, basically. All right, these people that are in the pharmaceuticals and in the underground bunkers in the Ukraine and all over the country and world, I mean, it's everywhere, people, the deep underground military bunkers, deep underground military bases. All of these people might think that they're, working on something that's going to be so good for humanity, and they feel righteous and justified. But a lot of them are at the top anyway, are whack jobs and evil and, really don't care about humanity. They care about being rich, and a couple of people have to die in the process, so what? So I'm telling you this for a reason. We're gonna see some pretty horrible things happen. And one of those things is the destruction of New York City. Unless we're able to subvert it and maybe get, if there are not of this world people or beings, that, we get their help if they are, advanced farther than what we are. So, we need to be praying for New York City. B, we have to be asking the Lord to change the hearts and minds of the people that have the power to destroy the whole human race as well as Earth. And C, we have to ask for wisdom and discernment, because we've been blithely going about our lives in ignorant bliss, and ignorant bliss can be nice, I guess, then versus knowing about things and then not being able to do anything about it. But we can't just, this all gets sorted out, okay? We have to actually get involved and try to get informed. Like, for one thing, I think one of my past shows, I talked about Klaus Dahmer, who is Austrian, and he has all these artifacts and relics and things that, it seemed to indicate that there was a very advanced civilization here on Earth, millions of years ago. And going back to my the revelations that were revealed at the Reawaken America tour in 2002, this big, giant, ancient rock split, and when they cleared out the debris, they see a message written in Chinese, but it wasn't hand-carved. It was just suddenly there. When you carve something by hand, there's indications of it being done, with a tool and with the varying degrees of impact, hammering that a human being would do. This is just all perfectly, done by some supernatural thing on the rock that's supposed to be really, really old. And it was, as I said, hidden, the rock split. I have a split rock on my property, and so I've thought about this for a while. And there's a ranch near me called Broken Rock Ranch that had a lot of healing and unusual activity going on way back in the 60s. So when I saw this thing about the rock, it spoke to me. Besides the fact that I always thought it was Plymouth Rock that the Bible's talking about, that and the scriptures say that on this rock I'll build my church. some people thought, oh no, it's talking about Peter, you know, and other people thought that it had to do with a rock. Well, here we have another rock. We have, you know, Plymouth Rock where the Pilgrims came, and if you ever have a chance, go to Boston and look at the Pilgrims monument that they left for us. It's a roadmap for saving ourselves. Kirk Cameron has done a movie called Monumental that covers what the Pilgrims Monument in Boston was about. Very interesting. But when I mentioned Klaus Dohmer, it's because the artifacts he has don't seem to be from this time period. And there's all kinds of accounts of things being found by farmers mainly, including giant skeletons, you know, 7 to 8, 10 feet tall skeletons when they go to farm their land. And quickly the Smithsonian comes and, you know, grabs it up, takes it, and never see it again. Think about the movie Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where, you know, at the end they see this big stockpile warehouse of artifacts and treasures. Well, I'm just stumbling around. I see this website called GetPocket.com, and they've got either it's a very good fake or it's real. There's an astronaut at Cathedral di Salamanca, and fascinating ghouls of another era, gargoyles merged around 13th century in European architecture with a vast array of form and function. Anyway, it looks just like a spaceman with a helmet on and space shoes. So it could be, you know, maybe it's just a big joke. I don't know. But then you go down, then you see something that looks a whole lot like Darth Vader. So I think it might be a joke, but then it's not obvious. So I have to do some more research. But in the gargoyles that are on these Notre Dame, you know, different buildings, you think, like, why would you put something that ugly and horrible up there? Either it's, you know, demons that are owning the building and they think it's beautiful, or it's, you know, at the time they thought it would scare away bad spirits. Well, how could an ugly spirit of a gargoyle scare away bad spirits? I'm saying to you that that's a declaration that this evil is here and they're behind the scenes moving and pulling the strings, and like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, little man behind the curtain. Was in The Wizard of Oz, the wizard was just a a peddler, and he got stuck in Oz, and he just figured out how to stay in power was to pretend that he had power. Well, in our reality, our world, we have people who don't they've been hijacked power. They're not supposed to be here. Okay, this is what God gave us. We're supposed to rule and reign, as it says in the book of Acts. Okay, we're supposed to be in charge. And we haven't taken our authority. So that's one of the things that I'd like you to do some research on is ancient architecture, Nephilim architecture. Look at Katker's site, katker.com, katkerr.com, revealingheaven.com. Take a look at that because, if we could put our efforts together, we could kick evil's ass to the curb. You know, we could get the things under control so quickly, and yet we keep, spinning our wheels and doing our own thing. Okay, that's why it's important to stick together and go in circle us. Okay, not a, you know, witch thing, not like some, you know, I'm talking about prayer circles. I'm talking about prayer chains. I'm talking about being with a group of people that are informed and empowered and engaged and in it to win it, okay? And I ask this for you to do your homework because we're all different ages that are in this fight, and some are going to be here for the end of it. Some are going to be here seeing the beginning of it, but we all gotta basically make it our job to get the veterans coming back. That's a lot of great skills, and they are going to use rebuilding for veterans that are disabled. They're going to be used for making and expanding existing schools. You know, now is a very good time to be in because of hyperinflation.